Srimad Bhagavad Gita Sadhak Sanjeevani Chapter 8 Verse 6 Link. He who thinks of the Lord at the time of death attains Him. What becomes of those who do not think of the Lord but think of someone else? The answer follows in the next verse. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam Tyajatyante kalevaram Tam tame veti konteya Sadatad bhava bhavita. Whatever object or being a man thinks of at the time of his death or departure from the body, that alone does he attain, O Konteya, as having been always in these thoughts. Comment. In this ordinance of the Lord, there is reflected His unique grace that a man may attain Him merely by thinking of Him at the time of death. If he thinks of a dog, he gets birth as a dog. But if he thinks of the Lord, he attains Him. How easily attainable the Lord is! Sada tad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever being a man thinks of at the time of death, he obtains the same body. Because before obtaining the other body, he has no opportunity, no power, no freedom to change the thought which he had at the time of death. So he remains engrossed in the same thought. Then he, with air, water or food, etc., enters the body of a man for whose actions he has even the least affinity. Then from the body of the man, he enters the body of a woman and takes birth. If a man thinks of a dog at the time of death, he takes birth as a dog. But it does not mean that by thinking of a house or wealth, he is born as a house or wealth. It means that if he dies while thinking of a house, he may be born as a rat or a lizard in that house. And if he thinks of wealth at the time of death, he is born as a snake. It means that a person, by thinking of a non-living object at the time of death, is born as a living being having a connection with that non-living object. Other creatures, such as birds and animals, etc., remember objects or beings according to their actions at the time of death and are reborn accordingly. But the singularity of human body is that his thinking at the last moment does not depend on his actions, but on his own self. He is free in having an affinity for anyone. If he has his affinity for the Lord and remembers him at the time of death, all his artificial and assumed affinity for worldly beings and objects breaks up and he attains him. Because his affinity for him is axiomatic, an important fact. 1. A being is reborn in the body he thinks of at the time of death. As a man rearing a domestic dog thinks of it at the time of death, he is born as a dog. As the program broadcast from a particular radio station is received at a particular wavelength and then spreads in the form of sound, the thought of a dog with which he has been connected in any way is caught by him. Then the soul with subtle and causal bodies enters the body of the dog via water, air or food, etc. Then it enters the body of a female dog and takes birth as a dog at the right time. This can be explained with the help of an illustration. A person goes to a photographer and requests him to take his photograph. The photographer advises him to keep a smiling face without any movement. But when the photographer asks him to be ready, a fly sits on his nose and so he moves his facial muscles in order to remove that fly. The result is that he gets the photograph with a distorted face. In the same way, a man is reborn according to his thoughts at the time of death. as far as time to take a photograph is concerned. We know it beforehand, but we do not know the time of death. So by purifying our nature and thoughts, we should ever be alert and think of Him at all times. Gita, chapter 8, verse 5 through 7. 2. In this directive of the Lord, seen is His justice as well as His grace. Generally, justice and grace seem incompatible, because if there is justice, there cannot be grace, mercy. But this rule is applicable to human beings, not to the Lord, as He is most gracious one and is a disinterested friend of all beings. Gita chapter 5 verse 29. So all His ordinances and rules are full of justice and mercy. Whatever being a man thinks of at the time of death, he gets the same form of rebirth. He gets the same form at rebirth. If he dies thinking of a dog, he is reborn as a dog. This is God's justice, but He has given freedom to man to think either of a dog or of a man or of God, and this is His mercy. A man can attain God just by thinking of Him, as he can obtain the body of a dog by thinking of it. If a man starts thinking of His justice and grace, he will be attracted towards Him alone. Appendix. In the 21st verse of the 7th chapter, the Lord declared that a man is free in his worship by the expression, Yu Yu Yam Yam Tanun Bhaktaha. Now in this verse, He mentions the freedom of a man about the fate he meets after death. It means that a man is free in his worship and also in creating his fate after death. Because of His most gracious nature, the Lord, instead of creating an obstacle, rather helps him. By misusing this freedom, a gift of God, he meets an evil doom. This is the special characteristic of the human life, that a man may attain whatever he wants. There is no rare state which a man may not attain. A man can attain the state in which there is infinite bliss and there is not an iota of affliction. Gita chapter 6 verse 22. But by hankering after mundane pleasures and prosperity, he paves the way to 84 lakh forms of life and hells. Therefore the Lord declares with shock, instead of attaining me, a man revolves in the path of the mortal world. Gita chapter 9 verse 3. And instead of attaining me, he sinks down to lower planes. Gita chapter 16 verse 20. Whatever a man thinks of at the time of death, the same end he meets. In this connection, there is a verse. Whatever longing a man has, according to that longing he dreams. He meets his end, death, according to the dream. That is, at the time of death, he thinks of the object according to his longing and he meets his end according to that thought. It means that at the time of death, we cannot think of whatever we wish, but we shall think according to our latent tendencies, vasanas, and accordingly we shall meet our end. The thing to which we give existence and value, with which we accept our relationship, and out of which we derive pleasure, we have latent desire for the same thing. If we hold that the world can't provide us with pleasure, we shall have no such desire for the world. If there is no such desire, then at the time of death, if any thought comes to the mind, it will be only of God. Because in principle, all is God. Vasudeva Sarvam. Tam tame veti. As the thread follows the needle, similarly, whatever being a man thinks of at the time of death, that alone does he attain. End of chapter 8, verse 6. For more audio, please visit www.swami.com. ramsukhdasji.net.